In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Beloved brothers and sisters, today we have the eve of the entrance of the to the Holy of Holies of the Mother of God. And it's a major feast day. Also, of course, we have the Sunday. And today's Gospel, we heard how the Lord had healed during Saturday a poor woman that was, as the Lord had said, was bent down by the devil for many, many years. And he cured her, he straightened out, but then the head of the synagogue was all angry and said to the people, "You have 6 days in which you can come get your healings, and don't do it on a Saturday." And of course the Lord reprimanded him and told him, "When you have a bull or some animal in your possession, and you don't take it out and give it water and take care of it on Saturday." And this woman was stricken by the enemy for so many years, and isn't it proper to help her if you were helping the animals? And of course he put it to shame, that man, and the people were rejoicing in the Lord. And of course we know that the Mother of God has done so much for everybody. He has truly become a ladder for us to be able to go to heaven, to the Lord. And as the Lord used her to come down on this earth to become a man, so that he will give us an example of life, how we should live. Beloved, we have to learn that our life here on earth is nothing but a fleeting moment, and that we have to pay most attention to the life after, not to the life in this world. And we have to gather the wealth, not in this world, but for the kingdom of heaven. And what kind of, how can we do that? Well, first of all, we should give our heart to the Lord, and we should want to really to make it to heaven. And if we want to make it to heaven, the Lord will help us. But we have to work. It says the kingdom of heaven is taken by force. Only those who work on it, they will be in a struggle. They are going to be able to make it. The road to the Lord is narrow, thorny pathway, and not too many people are going to go that way. There's a majority choosing the wide road of just the temporary pleasures and temporary things for this world. But we as Orthodox Christians, we have to look at everything through the eyes of the eternal life. My beloved, well, today we are also celebrating, and of course, we should remember that Mother of God is always there to help us. And especially when we feel that we have sinned too much and that the Lord should chastise us for it, and we don't dare even approach Him because of our great sinfulness, we approach the Mother of God and beg her to intervene and to ask her help to reach our Lord, so that He will have mercy for her sake, because she is asking, because He would be more than willing to do that. My beloved, today we are celebrating also the Saint Climactus. He was a Pope of Rome. He was a martyred Pope of Rome. His family was a pagan family, the father and mother, and they had two children, twins being born, two boys, and then later on Climactus was born. His mother was very beautiful lady, the brother of her husband started to get interested in her and really wanted to take her for herself and to commit adultery. And but she would absolutely have no part of it. And he was persisting telling her that he's threatening her that he would do all kinds of troubles for them if she doesn't satisfy him, my beloved. And then she didn't want to scandalize the family, didn't want to tell it to the husband, but she thought of some other way. And one morning she got up and she tells him that she had a dream, and in a dream an old man with a beard appeared to him. She says, probably one of the guards, and he said that you should be going away from Rome for 10 years if you don't, and take your little children with you, and if you don't, you're going to be dying a terrible death here in Rome. And when she told that to the husband was grieved so much. But to save her, he said to himself, "But I'd rather than let her go away, and to send her to Athens with her two boys, and I'll stay with Climactus. I will stay with him in Rome." And he supplied her with all kinds of wealth, because he was a very wealthy man, and coming from relatives from the royal family of the Rome. A woman empress, and she goes, puts her on the boat, and on the boat, and then the storm comes, and the boat is destroyed, and everybody seemed to be have been drowned, except she was thrown out by on the seashore, all naked, and she couldn't find the children. She was sure that they have drowned, and she cried out, and she was in such an agony. She wanted to go and drown herself, but some nice people saw her screaming, heard her screaming, and went and brought her into the city, and closed her, and tried to console her, and many women came out to her. One was a widow that had lost her husband also in a shipwreck. He was a captain. When she was just married young, and it's been for a long time, she had many suitors, but she didn't want to go, she didn't want to take another man, because she had loved her husband. And so she offered her to shelter and says, you live with me, and we'll work and provide for ourselves with our hands. And that's what she did. In the meantime, the husband sends, a year later, he sends more supplies with his slaves that he had at that time, slavery, and he sent his slaves with lots of gold and lots of supplies to Athens, to her wife and her children. And but they never came back. And a year later, he sent more of the servants, and with the big supplies, and they came back a year later and said they searched every place and they couldn't find the wife or the children, and nobody knew nothing about them. And then he ventured out himself in the boat and looking all over the world for them, and 24 years he couldn't find them. And one of the readers of the stars had told him that they all perished in the shipwreck, in the storm. And beloved, in the meantime, Saint Peter was there. Saint Peter was in Rome and preaching, and the Climactus, one of the sons that was living there with the father, he had become Christian. He was baptized and become follower of Peter, the Apostle Peter, and Saint Peter went to other places to preach, and one day he took Climactus with him, and one day he meets couple other people that converts them and happened to be his brothers. They were not drowned. They went into, after the sea had thrown them out, they survived, but the pirates grabbed them and they sold the boys to some woman who took them in as, and treated as her own sons and gave them education. And St. Peter met them and converted them. And it was a touching story as they have recognized each other. In the meantime, the St. Peter is walking and seeing a woman that's begging for money because she was already crippled, her hands didn't work or something, and she begged to please help him, that she is living with a widow in a house and for the bread because they can't work anymore. And St. Peter said, well, money I don't have, but I'll heal you. I will heal you. And he healed the woman immediately. And she begged her to go to the widow, to her house, and to heal her because she was bedridden already for a long time. And he did that. And he had cured her. Then they both got converted. And then they become baptized. And in the meantime, the husband that was looking for the family for 24 years, he was in that area, and then he heard St. Peter praying and waited until he finished praying. It was by a seashore. He had a place, and the man came up to St. Peter, and he says, what are you wasting your time? You look like you're an honorable man and so on, and wise man. Why are you wasting your time on praying to gods? There is no gods. There is no one. I have prayed for 24 years to all the gods so that they will find my wife and my children, and nothing, absolutely, because there is no God. And St. Peter said to her, well, you didn't pray to the right gods. The right God is the Almighty. He has created the whole universe, and He is all powerful, and He sustains everything, and He sent His Son, and He preaches in Him about Christ. And the man is listening carefully, and the Lord makes the great miracle, because the man is invited by St. Peter to come to his house, where he had there his children in his house, and the wife that was converted. And he comes and recognizes the wife, and then of course it is so wonderful reunion of them, and he gets converted too, and then he goes back to Rome, and in old age, him and the mother, they go to the Lord. And then the persecution starts, and then in the persecutions the climactus was following with Peter, St. Peter, he made him a bishop for a city where they killed the bishop. And after the St. Peter was killed, then he was crucified, then the Climactus was chosen to be the Pope or Bishop of Rome, and become Pope of Rome. And there's so many miracles he has been doing, so many healings to everybody around, and converting so many people. And because he was from a very known royal family member, they didn't dare to touch him too much. But then finally they have taken him and put him away on an island where they had 2,000 workers making stones, cutting stones. And he was sent over there, and they were all 2,000 Christians. And So he started to become their pastor, and they had to go for a long 6 kilometers. It's probably about 4 or 5 miles to get water for themselves. And he felt sorry for them. He said a prayer, and the Lord pointed to him through a miracle where he would dig, and they told him, he told them to dig, and they dug, and they couldn't find the water. He came with a little shovel, small shovel, and in a spot where he dug out, a spring came up, which wound up to be then the spring came flowing, that become a big the river eventually. And his miracles had made so many more converts, and he was able then to convert everybody around that island and other places where he was going. And finally, the authorities, the pagans, couldn't take it anymore, and they decided to destroy him. So they put him in a bag with sand, and they decided they're going to drown him, and they drowned him in the sea. And after they drowned him in the sea, he appeared to the bishop and to Climactus, and he said, "You come and visit my relics in the sea. The sea will step back, so that you see where I'm where I'm resting." And sure enough, when he goes to the sea, all of a sudden the sea goes backwards and goes back and opens up quite a further distance, and they walk over there, and they see that the body was down and came into some kind of a, like a cave inside of the sea, and it was nestled in there, and they venerated the saint. And this was happening every year at a certain time, that the water would go back and people would go and venerate the relics, and then they pray to the saint. And one day, and there was a big crowd over there of the faithful with children, and all of a sudden they see the water is coming back and again to cover the whole place. And so they, everybody went quickly to the shore, and as they were walking to the when they got to the shore, one child was missing. The parents, they thought he ran away quicker in front of them, but it happened that he has perished, as far as they were concerned, and they were very grieved. But the next year they came again when the water recited and went back to open the relics of the saint. And they come over there and they see the child there absolutely alive and well, and they ask him, "How does it happen?" He says, "Well, this saint has fed me and took care of me and kept all creepy things away from me, and then kept me alive. And there's a great miracle that happened, my beloved." And then after a while, the sea stopped going back away, and the saint had said that the sea will bring my relics up to the shore, and you pick it up and you bring it to church. And that's what they did after he had told them to do that. My beloved, these are lives of saints, the lives of saints that when we read it, you're bound to lift up your spirit and have more faith in the God and our in the power of the Lord, and be able to much more think about the kingdom of heaven and heavenly things rather than of the temporary things. Don't look for inheritance here on this earth. Don't strive for those things, to try to get yourself nice places and to live well and so on. But look how you can live in such a way so that you get the inheritance in the kingdom of heaven, and in kingdom of heaven where you can meet the saint Pope of Rome, Climactus, I don't know if I'm saying it correctly, or other, and all the other saints, and Saint Peter Saint Paul, and oh, then your own saint, and all the angels, and you'll be able to truly rejoice. But it will not be done unless you and I put an effort behind it. You and I have to. We have to work on it, because the Lord doesn't want to force us where if we don't want to go there. But if we try to work on it, and then He sees our effort, He will know that we have love for Him, that we want to be with Him united, and we don't want to have a lot of the demons, because they hate God, and if we don't love the Lord, then we can't make it to the kingdom of heaven. We'll be having the same place where the evil one is. If we just live for this temporary world and enjoy only this life here and don't think about life eternal, my beloved, let's learn to love the Lord with all heart, mind, and soul, and might. And to, as a proof of that, let's learn to love each other in such a way that we'll be able to carry the burdens of each other and never judge each other, but try to always be merciful, and by showing mercy to our neighbors, then to our loved ones and their friends, or even to our enemies, as the Lord commanded us, to love our enemies. And let's show the kindness to everybody, and thus we'll be able to inherit the kingdom of heaven. Let's try for that, and through the prayers and the intercession of the Mother of God and all the saints, our guardian angels and all the saints, let's work on it to be able to make it to the kingdom of heaven. Amen.